Ibn Shimon says, Sif Lamed Beis. Dog Maluach Mutar L'Tavim. A herring, any type of salt and fish, is edible, and therefore it's not mukta. Shein Maluach also Mitznei She'enu Roi. In those days, nobody would eat raw fish, and therefore it would be considered mukta, because even the animals would not eat it. So there are people that eat fish which is not cooked, but even that is prepared in a certain fashion. So if Kamuvan, if it's already prepared in a fashion that people will eat it, it's not mukta anymore. But before that point of time, if people want to eat it as is, it is considered mukta. There's another discussion that if you have some type of animal that will eat the fish, does that make it not mukta? The question is, and it has a use. It's shady. In the normal conditions, nobody would feed this type of fish as an expensive salmon or whatever it is. He wouldn't give that to the animals. So do we say the fact that people would not normally give it to the animals, is that enough to say that this one has no use? Or since technically you can't give it to an animal, then it would not be mukta. So Moravam says, like, it takes a more matter of opinion. Since it's oimid for a person to eat and not for animal to eat it, that's not enough to make it not mukta. But there are others that are more lenient. Since it is mokum of a big test, there's room to be lenient about that. What's an example of that? An example of a person has a fish tank and one of the fish died. So, with the one dead fish, it could cause all the other ones to die also. So, from the Zambus Mako, to rely on the more lenient opinions over here that this dead fish can be fed to cats and the like. Yeah. Also, no gay if your freezer broke. So, same thing. If your freezer is full, just keep it closed and nothing can happen. It'll last till afterwards. But if it's not so full and it broke early in the day, and concerned that the fish will get spoiled if you leave over Shabbos, then also it's a serious test that you can rely on his opinions that there are various animals today, domesticated animals that would eat fish, and even though it's not obligated to give it to them, still that's enough reason to make it not. Okay, Sif Lamin Himum. Kameya Shein Muncha Apopi Shein Yoitsi Vimatapa Noisa. A person who has an amulet which was not tested to work, you're not allowed to wear that in the Rishus Rabban because it's not considered a garment and it doesn't really have a clear use for Evet. But even so, it's not mukta because it has a use in the rest of the week or inside the house. Where the people have these red strings that they put on themselves. That is not a Kameya Muncha by any means. It's not seen to have any Jewish sources either. Could be the ones that wear it, the Lima Tzvot, and the ones that wear it, they don't wear it as a Kameya, they wear it as an amulet, they wear it as a Archer Masketet, something that says, oh, I've been in Israel. Okay. Lamed Dalet. Kol Dalet Matun, if you're going Rei, Kiv, it's so anything that is filthy, like excrement and vomit and the like, Fein Shalom, and Shaitan, and Goylim, created them. Whether it's from a human being or from some animals or birds that you have in your chotze, chickens. People are clean. If it's in a place where you are sitting in the living room, a child sets some of the excrement over there, or some, or in a courtyard, which you sit in that courtyard and some animal left something over there, then you are allowed to get rid of it. This is a constant call, Karab Sharei, because of Code of Rias, it permitted you to move away something. Also, we'll see it, but if it's a chosah which you're not living there, or a room that you're not using, you don't have a hetzer to be metal for mukta because it would disgust you if you'd be there. It's not a place that you're living in right now.
Yeah.
Concerned that one of the children's going to go into the room and get dirty from that filth, then you have a hetzer that you can cover it with a kli, because there's no hetzer to cover mukta with a kli. But to move the mukta, the only hetzer to move mukta is because of covered bias. That's part of that tavrim of if you finish your meal and you have different things and maybe mukta on the table, you have peeled from the nuts that you ate. It's very unpleasant just to leave them there. You want to now use the room for other things. You know, it's mukta, you have had to take it off because it's disturbing you and there's an issue of kovod habris.
Shirmer, sif lamed hey.
Avdi shemuta lahitzi gram shemei v'avdi shemei yaglai. We just learned that you're allowed to take out something filthy, and in those days they would have a bucket for urine or for excrement. You'll have to take those out also, a certain place that disturbs you. But also, you're not allowed to bring it back unless you put some water inside of it. what's that? Your Magen Avraham paskins, that if you're still holding it, you have to bring it back, because Magen Avraham's opinion is, any books that you started holding the heter, you're allowed to keep on going with it. So since it was in your hand and you spilled out the urine, you can let it continue with it. That is the opinion of Magen Avraham. You're out of cream of golden, but we're going, many of the chayim are unhappy with that. So, the eighth over here is, and it's not a very common situation nowadays, if you'd be camping somewhere and you had one of these buckets, you want to bring it back, what you're supposed to do is put some water into it.